Hey everyone, welcome back to the 20-something girl podcast. I'm Courtney.
And I'm Morgan. Here we are.
Back again, week 12, I guess?
Week 12?
Episode 12?
Oh my gosh. What?
Isn't that crazy?
That is absolutely wild.
The fact that we sit down every single week and we're like, can you believe we have been recording for 12 episodes now?
We do it every week. We sit down and we're like, can you believe we're doing this? It's crazy. It's just so wild.
Always like in our little delusional world.
It's so fun though. Wow, like 12. That's amazing. I'm so happy. Amazing.
We're rounding out March.
Oh my gosh, end of March. I cannot believe it.
March flew by.
Like flew by.
Like I don't even know. It was such a roller coaster of a month, and we can chat all about it in today's episode. Yeah. But like I can't even believe we are tomorrow's April.
Me either. I cannot. And 2024, 3 months in.
3 months in.
Like a fourth of the way through 2024. That's crazy.
I know. Time is flying.
Time is flying by. Oh my gosh. I am so excited though with this nice weather and like the start of April. It's just like bringing the spring vibes.
It brings hope.
Yep, it does bring hope.
Hope is near.
It is. We had that random little snow.
I was just about to say that.
Where it snowed for like 5 days straight. Yeah. I don't know. But now it's like sunny. It's supposed to be like 18 degrees this week.
Are you serious?
Yeah, you don't look at the forecast.
No, and that really got me this week because I wasn't expecting the random snowstorm that happened. I was just like, where did this come from?
No idea. And it just kept going.
Yeah. And it didn't stop.
No, it didn't. No. And then it melted the next day.
And now we're here. But it's such a sunny, it feels like crisp outside though.
It does feel crisp.
Yeah. That was like yesterday too.
Yeah, it was. But I did hear like Tuesday, I believe, 18 degrees.
It's crazy. Tanning I'm ready. Weather. I'm ready to put my puffer jacket away.
Me too.
Like I'm just sick of wearing a comforter to go outside.
Me too. And I'm so ready for sandals.
Yes.
Like putting on shoes is so much effort sometimes. And sandals. They're just in my cute little heels that I don't get to wear when it's snowing out.
Yeah.
I'm a heel girl. I love all my high heels, but they're all like open toed.
Oh yeah.
I need a pedicure though first. I'm no, desperate.
Literally same. Oh my gosh. That's on my list of things to do.
The same.
Soon because yeah, your girl's overdue for that too.
Yeah, same. How was your week?
My week was so good. My week felt, because of the Easter long weekend, It felt just like out of routine.
I would agree with that.
And I think that affects me in all sorts of different ways. As a big routine girl, we all know this. But it was good. We had a really short work week down at the jewelry store, and we've been on a long weekend now, which has been great, but it's also been really busy,
yeah.
You know, seeing yeah. family and doing all the things with the extra days off, I guess.
Yeah. I know. You try and pack everything into one weekend on holiday weekends, I feel like.
I know. And you're just like, whoa.
I know. And then you get to Sunday and you're like, what?
Where did that go?
Yeah. It's crazy.
Yeah, no, but the week was good. The week was, you know what happened this week?
What?
So many engagement ring pickups.
Really?
So many engagement rings went out the door this week.
I just got chills.
It was so fun. It was such a good vibe at the, if for those of you who don't know, I work at Mitchell & Jewel, downtown Red Deer jewelry store. And there were so many people picking up engagement rings this week.
Stop.
Whether they had like ordered them in or straight out of the showcase, whatever yeah. it may be.
Aww.
I was like, you boys are going to propose on Easter weekend.
Oh, yeah. Okay, that's so cute, though.
Yeah, it was, like, such a cool part of that job
yes.
is hearing how everybody's going to propose. And I'm just like, I just eat it up.
That's so special. Oh, my gosh. Yeah. I would freak out seeing boys come in and pick up their rings. You have the coolest job. Like, that would, I'm a big romantic girl. So like proposals and all that, and seeing the guy like plan it is the cutest thing to me.
So cute. And some people like have a plan and some people just like
don't.
Some people hold on to the ring for like months.
Yeah.
Some people are literally like, yeah, I'm proposing tomorrow.
Yeah.
And everyone's different. The coolest story I think I've heard from someone when he picked up an engagement ring, I asked him like if he had a plan, what his idea was or whatnot. And they were like headed over to Europe.
Stop.
Where somewhere specific, and it's slipping my mind right now, but he was like going to propose in like those big like flower fields. Do you know what I'm talking? In like Denmark or something like that?
Yes.
And like the big
flower
fields. I want to say that like the tulip festival or something. Is that a thing?
Yes, that is a thing. Is it Denmark?
Or Germany?
Germany?
I'm not sure. Yeah, maybe Germany.
Yes.
Anyways, he was headed over there. All I remember is Europe and a big flower field.
And he was proposing.
Oh my God. I was like, what?
See, like, just, I think the coolest part to me about proposals is, however it is, if it's big, small, it's him doing it. Like, that sounds so cheesy, but I don't know. Like, I just love love.
The whole act, and like I said, everyone's is different.
Mm-hmm.
And like, some people just wake up and like, pros at breakfast or whatnot. Yes, so it's like every story is so different, and they're never ever the same.
No.
So and it's like so cute.
It's precious. It's so special. I don't know how you don't ask all of them. So
I
when
do.
You do?
100%.
I was like, you can't not.
I always ask every single person, so what's your plan?
When are you doing it?
When are you doing it?
How are
Tell
you
me
doing
everything.
It?
Some people don't give you anything, which is absolutely fine.
So fine.
But some people like really spill all the beans, and it's so good.
Because they get to like talk to someone who doesn't know their life.
Yeah.
And so they just get to be like a cheesy little soft, cute boy.
And they're just like, it just is like so wholesome. It's such a moment. And you're right. Like they just get to share it and be so excited with someone who is like so removed from their whole situation.
Exactly.
Just like some random person.
That's so special.
Anyways, so that was something fun that happened at work this week.
Okay, amazing. I love that.
So good. How was your week?
Oh, my week, Court, so good. I got updates for you.
You, okay, I'm ready for them. I'm ready for all the updates.
I know you're ready. because I teased it kind of on Instagram-ish. But I got taken on my ideal date.
I'm freaking out.
Yeah, me too. So the episode that aired, Who is Morg Witt, you know, we went in and said what my dream date was. I mean, my dream date was to go to Italy, but
the realistic
ideal date night.
Ideal date, yeah.
Hockey game. I got taken to an Oilers game.
I straight up can't believe that.
On my second date with this man.
How was it?
So good. Like
so good.
So good. I walked into our seats were like in the eighth row. It was just so fun. I love hockey games and I never get to watch, like I said, on the podcast. And he took the time to listen to the podcast.
Which is crazy, number one.
Crazy. And took notes and literally he did it. We didn't go to an arcade, which.
but the hockey game.
Hockey
huge.
Game. Huge.
I feel like I'm trying to really be like reserved right now because
me too.
I can't actually scream into this mic. And I'm just, that warms my heart so much.
Me too. It was very nice to be. It was just like a very thoughtful date. Like it wasn't just like drinks or, I don't know, something that I've always done. First date, concert, second date, Oilers game.
Wow, an event guy.
Yeah, event guy. And then...
I like that though.
Yeah.
You know, it's just one, very intentional.
Mm-hmm.
Like how intentional of this person.
Mm-hmm.
And two, it's fun.
It is so fun.
And I'm sure it's like, I don't know, between a hockey game and a concert, there's no awkwardness.
No. Oh my gosh. No, it was like we're both Oilers fans, so we both got to wear our jerseys looking freaking adorable, I will say. And we just like got to chat. Oilers won. Like, and he, again, like I said this about the concert, he matches my energy. So it's like standing up for goals and like celebrating and
Was it a good game?
It was a good game. Yeah, it was a really good game. I ended up taking a video. I was like, I was pretty like off my phone for the night, but I was like, I gotta tease something here. I gotta show that I'm at an Oilers game. So I pulled up my phone and I looked at him and I was like, they're gonna score. And they scored on my video.
Really?
Yeah. Just like whipped out and I was like, nice. I called
nice.
That. Yeah. So it was a very good date. And then we actually hung out more this weekend. So that was fun. I met some of his friends this weekend. He met some of mine.
And how did it go?
So good.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was just like a really fun, wholesome weekend. I'm like a happy girl.
Yeah. Yeah. So good.
Yeah.
Meeting friends is always so nerve-wracking.
So nerve-wracking.
I feel like, I don't know, when I think about like when I met some of my boyfriend's friends, it was so different because they were like, we have so many mutual people.
Yes.
So it's like not new people. So it was just like reintroducing, yes, and like getting familiar with like people you kind of know, but like don't really.
Yes.
Where if you were in a situation where you have to meet all new friends.
Yeah, totally.
Would be kind of scary.
Yeah, it was. We also have a lot of mutuals, so it was really easy for him to come in and meet like my people because it was just like reconnecting. But a lot of his people I didn't really know, and it was fun. And I think I got the check mark. So like, that's amazing.
That's good.
Yeah. It was like so good. It was just, yeah, I'm like a happy girl.
We love to hear it. We love to hear it.
That's the update. We're happy Morgan over here. If you can't tell, sorry about my voice, but apparently stayed up too late, and we're going to say that I'm not getting sick, but it feels that way a little.
The seasons.
It is.
I feel like when there's a change, like so drastically, we're just going back and forth, mm-hmm, between is it winter, is, mm-hmm, it spring? Our bodies are like just wanting to explode.
Oh, yeah. I don't have allergies, which is nice, but everyone tells me right now, like the fluctuating weather from, mm-hmm, like cold to warm is just messing with people's allergies.
Yes.
So I hope I don't get super sick, but my voice is definitely not its strongest.
That's okay. You're here.
That's okay. I'm here. I'm here recording.
You just need some like tea. Do you drink tea?
I do.
Yeah.
I do like tea.
Need, like a soothing.
I do love tea. I don't make it as often, but like I love a good like London fog, mm-hmm, on like a Sunday night. Maybe I'll do that tonight.
That sounds pretty good.
That sounds honestly really good.
I really like lemon tea.
Do you?
Yes.
I'm not a big citrus girly.
Oh, really?
I
love lemon tea.
Really? Mm-hmm. Okay. Is it like tart?
Not super.
Okay.
And like, I'm like a person that like you put the tea bag in and then you take it out. Like, oh, really? I don't like to like leave the tea bag in. I don't want it really like rich. I just want a little dusting of flavoring.
Really?
And then get that out of there.
Do you
there.
Put any like honey or anything?
Not necessarily with lemon, but I do with green tea. Green tea, I put honey, lemon, the works.
Okay, depends on the tea.
Depends on the tea.
Okay.
I don't know.
I love like orange pico is my favorite.
Yeah.
Or like, that's what I call it. But
yeah, I don't know.
The like basic tea.
Yeah.
Like, I think when you get like regular a steep tea.
Yeah.
It just reminds me of my childhood because my grandpa and I would get up at like 6 a.m. at his cute little log cabin and we would have tea together. And it was so cute.
Aww, yeah. Okay, wait, I love that.
So that's like my favorite tea and it's very nostalgic to me, but I love a good peppermint tea.
Also classic.
Classic. Yeah,
very classic.
Yeah.
I will say David's tea, we don't have one in Red Deer anymore.
Oh no, it's out of the mall.
Yeah. They have a tea called Cold 911.
Okay.
And if you're getting sick or you feel like, mm-hmm, that little, you know,
yeah,
that tingling feeling,
yeah,
this tea is so good. It doesn't like so good as in it'll actually help you.
Yes. Yeah.
I don't know. It's very herbal, I would say, but it actually like makes you feel pretty solid.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Just a slight recommendation.
Okay. I might need to try that.
But it's like now we don't have one. So it's I don't know if you can order it online. Or
I know.
Maybe.
You've got to. Yeah, maybe I'll try that. I'm definitely going to do whatever I can to just bite this.
Yeah, preserve what you have.
Preserve the voice because I'm sounding a little bit like a crackly old man right now.
No, you sound okay. You sound good.
Yeah, no. So the weekend, so good. I'm a happy girl. Very happy. Excited for this week. Excited for what's to come. I don't know. Keep coming back for more updates.
Keep coming back.
Hopefully, I know, all we're gonna happy, have good. Happy updates.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, my week, honestly. Oh, I got my hair done.
Yes. Yes, you did.
Big change.
Huge change.
Huge.
I don't know if you had told me what you were doing.
No.
I was
shocked.
I knew you were getting it done, but I don't think I was expecting
go
darker.
I did keep it a little bit on the DL. My hairdresser had kind of teased me a few weeks ago, like she was like, I think we should like bring in some low lights, and I just wanted something that was a little bit more maintained or easy to maintain, because blonde is a lot,
being, yes,
like staying blonde, and
I can only imagine.
So I have like a natural like goldeny tint kind of, so then it's just really hard when I like that bright blonde like cool tone look. But yeah, she was like, we're doing it, and I was like, okay. And then I was just shocked. And then I had a little bit of imposter syndrome all week because I was like, whoa.
Isn't that so real when you do something like drastic to your hair? It's like you can't quite make eye contact with yourself in the mirror.
No, I was like, sorry, everyone. I just keep looking at myself in the mirror because I'm like, what is happening?
Yeah.
Yeah, but
it looks so good.
Thank you. I have a part two to the hair appointment this week, and I'll just leave you on a cliffhanger with that one.
I'm so excited. Yeah. I'm so excited to see the full transformation.
Me too. It's very fun. I feel a little bit like I'm missing the blonde already because I'm like, I just didn't know. And I'm so still blonde. Like,
yeah.
Everyone can go.
Like, look. It's pretty dark.
It is pretty dark.
Comparatively.
Yeah. So I'm very curious.
You're valid in that.
I'm very curious to see like how it changes with the summer and like how it evolves, I guess. Like, you know? I just want to see how it grows out.
Yeah.
So.
Have you ever been this dark before?
Never.
Yeah. I was going to say, I don't feel like I've ever seen you this dark.
No, never.
Yeah.
I like the money pieces. We kept like the bright face shaping pieces because I just like, I don't think I could. My best friend just went brunette.
Mm-hmm.
And that was huge. And people always say we look identical. So I was like, I just want to be like you now. I just need to like look like you. So.
Yeah, just need a little like inspo.
Yeah. So I say to her, I'm like, I did this because of you. And she's like, uh-huh. And I love calling myself a brunette. And people are like, you're not a brunette. And I'm like, I feel like one.
Borderline. I don't know. I feel like I am right there. I feel like you're on the verge.
Thank you. Thank you for validating that. I honestly think so.
I don't know.
It's pretty dark. Pretty dark. Yeah. I won't
but
lie.
But still very blonde.
Still very blonde. Yeah.
But.
If that makes any sense.
Yeah, I get it.
So yeah, big hair change this week, which was amazing. And yeah, part two comes next week. And I can't wait to share it with everyone. So it's going to be a fun one.
I'm so excited. I love like watching just everything that you do with your hair as a girl who like doesn't do much to her hair. Like, I like it.
I do share a lot of my hair journey with everyone online, but I love it. Lindsay is the best, my hairdresser at Crybaby. She is like so good. I've worked with her for like 8 years now.
Yeah.
So long. She's been doing my hair for so long, and I wouldn't trust anyone else. She's the best.
Yeah.
So yeah, thank you for paying attention and watching all my hair.
It's so good.
Stories. It is fun. It like my hair, I'm very lucky. It's changing. I'm learning a lot. Like, I think now with this change, my new goal with my hair is to go heatless a little bit more. Because I do use a lot of heat.
I use heat on my hair every single day.
So do I.
I am not the kindest to my hair. I'm not super mean.
Agreed.
But I do put heat on her every single day.
No, I agree. Yeah. I feel like we're the same.
But, like, what else are you supposed to
do? I know. I want to so badly do the... What is that?
Oh, that like the little, heatless curl.
Yeah.
Curl. What do they?
It's like that. It's like
you sleep in it.
Yeah. I want to try it.
Heatless curls. Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe I'll.
Overnight curls.
Yeah. Overnight curls. Yeah. No, that's fine.
What do the TikTok girls call it?
I've seen it work on a lot of people and I'm like, my hair does curl really well. So I feel like I should try that because I am starting to, as I get older, see more damage in my hair. So I'm like a little bit freaking out. A little bit. A lot. Because I'm just like. No, I had such nice hair, and like I still do. Don't get me wrong; I can just tell
it's changed.
It's changed because I do put heat on it every day. But what can you do? I love it. Looks cute.
No, I'm right. If I didn't do my hair would be especially like ever since I like chopped it.
Mm-hmm.
You can't just walk out of the house. Like if you have shorter hair, it is nuts. When I had longer hair, I could like you just shower and let it air dry, it's fine.
Yeah,
if I let my hair air dry, it flips just given the length it's at right now, it flips right at the shoulders, and I'm not talking like a cute
no, it's like
it fully like is like flipped out.
Betty
Boop. Yes. I'm like trying to think of a character.
Yeah,
it's so, and then it's just crazy.
No, I get that.
She's crazy,
and that's like what was cute when we were like little girls, like
yeah, and
when
it, I had let but, me tell you, it is not cute.
No, I get it. No, I get it. If you so you have to,
yeah, you have to reel it,
because me and you have very similar hair, like it just flips, right? Like it's not like straight, it's not like curly.
Once my hair gets a little bit longer, it has like a little bit more wave
to
it.
Really?
Yeah. Okay. But short, you would never know.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Because she's crazy.
I tried, when I had short hair, it was hard. I had to straighten the ends because it was just like too much with the flippy. I can't do the flippy. It's not cute.
No, I like maybe a subtle flip, but not
like a blowout look, but not the childhood flip of the ends.
It just drives me crazy.
I love the short hair though. I won't lie.
I really do like short hair.
It's growing on me. It's becoming a trend right now.
Yeah.
Everyone I see, it's like
just chopping it.
Yeah, but I live for it.
Yeah, but I'm ready to have some length back.
Are you?
To be honest,
you're over it.
I'm kind of over it.
Yeah,
like I'm. It was so cute.
Yeah,
but like I didn't feel. This sounds kind of silly, but I didn't feel super connected when I like chopped it.
Oh,
I like really liked it, and I thought it was like a cute vibe.
Yeah,
but I like didn't really feel like super connected to the haircut.
Really? Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yes, totally.
I like loved it and it was fine. It was fun. It was a moment, whatever.
But sometimes
I'm just like, I feel like I need a little bit more length.
Yeah. Now. I was going to say, sometimes you like really feel connected to your hair.
I know. And sometimes you just don't.
Yeah. Agreed.
So I'm growing it out.
I go through phases with that where I'm like, oh my God, I actually hate my hair right now. And then it feels like I hate everything else about myself. I hated that.
Yeah.
But getting my hair done this week helped a lot with that. Yeah. I was going through that. I was like, I can't look at my hair anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah. So fun.
So what a journey.
What a journey. No, hair is a journey.
It really is.
Yeah.
But speaking of this week, do you have a favorite of the week?
Okay. Yes, I do. And last week I did a food item and this week I'm doing a food item.
Okay.
Because as we know, I'm in my health and fitness era now.
Yes.
It's an item from Costco. Are you a Costco fan?
I love Costco. I don't have a Costco membership.
Me either.
So sometimes I just tag along with like my mom.
Yep, that's me.
And I make her go down every single aisle.
Same.
Because I don't go there very much.
Same. And moms usually are like, they know what they're getting when they go in there. Like,
we don't need to go down this aisle.
No, same. I send my mom a list and I'm like, I need this, this, and this. But I got to go last week with one of my friends and we got to just browse. And again, because of this diet that I'm on, I'm just like really searching for protein and all the things. Anyway, so my favorite is the tuna steaks from Costco.
Oh.
Do you like tuna?
I like tuna. I am not like a huge tuna girl.
Okay.
But every once in a while, I'll eat it and I'm like, I do like it.
Yeah, they're so good. They come frozen. So they're like in the aisle with like the salmon and the shrimp and whatever. And you can, they're sushi grade, so you can have it raw. And like one of my favorite things in the world is sashimi.
Mm-hmm.
Like so good. So yeah, my best friend actually told me, she was like, yeah, if you just let it defrost and then like cut it, you can have it raw. Like,
oh, wow.
So I've just been making these little poke bowls kind of.
Yeah.
Like, I just like I cut the tuna into like really small pieces and then I mix it with some like spicy mayo. And it's so good.
Okay, no, I'm obsessed.
Like, I love poke bowls again. And the tuna steaks, just because of me paying attention to my food and everything, it's like all protein. So it's doing exactly what I need it to do. And I love it. So it's so good.
Okay, I'm going to have to go try those because I don't eat like a lot of tuna, but I do like a bowl.
Yes.
Like, I would order that out.
Agreed, right.
Yeah.
Yes. No, and my best friend also says, like, so you can have it raw, but then when you cook it, you just like sear it for 1 minute on each side. And so then it's like looks like a restaurant because it's like kind of raw on the inside, but still, I don't know. It's good. You have to like tuna and you have to like raw tuna, I guess, to like this, but it's so good and not a bad price point. And again, like I said, like I just need a lot of protein right now. So
it's like an easy way.
It's an easy way. Yeah. It's so easy. I don't have to think about it. So yeah.
I love that.
Yeah. It's been good.
Like I said, I like tuna. And I think I like it in like small doses as I work my way up to being able to eat it.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
It's
one
not
of those like acquired tastes.
Yeah. Tuna is definitely not for everyone. But for me, I love it. I love it so much. Do you have a favorite of the week?
Okay. So my favorite is what I've been getting at Starbucks lately, which is the iced hazelnut oat shake and espresso. I had this the other day.
Yep.
And it's so good. I don't know, the hazelnut one,
I was just
it's so good.
I was gonna say the hazelnut, like, What? I just get the regular one.
I feel like it's one of their newer items on their like spring menu right now.
Okay.
And I like hazelnut. I like hazelnut in my coffee. I like the like hazelnut creamer.
Yeah.
So this is just like so good.
Really?
And it's getting me in the mood for spring.
Okay. I will say I have been on a kick recently with going to Starbucks. Like I love making my coffees at home, but I am obsessed with the iced brown sugar shaken espresso.
It's so good.
It is so good.
It's just like, and I can make a version of it at home. Same. For sure. But why would I do that sometimes?
No, why? I did try and make it and I was like, oh, this kind of tastes like it. But it never
like exactly tastes like it.
No.
It gets real close.
Really close.
And it tastes like the at-home version of it.
Yeah.
But it does not taste like it's coming out of that little plastic cup
that
you get it in.
Nope. It's not. It is my favorite. Honestly, might get one after this.
So good.
Now my mouth is like drooling.
I know.
Okay, but your coffee today looks so good.
It is decent. It's one of those like the Starbucks coffees that you can buy at like Savon.
Yes.
I really like the cold brew unsweetened, but I ran out of that. Mm. So I was drinking, I buy the like vanilla latte ones for my boyfriend.
Yes.
And that's all that was left in the fridge.
Sweet.
So I am drinking it. I'm not obsessed with it, as you can see that it's like halfway full.
Yeah, you're not loving it.
Mostly because it's like dairy, and I'm usually like an almond milk.
Oh, right.
Girl. Yeah, I was going to say that. So as soon as I poured this, I was like, I'm going to regret this.
Yeah, that would send me not well. I would not be well, but
I don't know. I guess I just don't drink a lot of dairy. It's not like I have a huge intolerance to it, but I just prefer almond milk. And I got on a kick when I was vegan a number of years ago.
Yeah.
And I just have like never lost track of that almond milk.
Yeah.
We are so excited to talk about our first ever 20-something girl podcast partner, MB Artistry. This girl is going to be your go-to girl for all things beauty. From brow laminations to spray tans, she's got you.
Guys, I just recently got my eyebrows laminated by Miranda, which is where your eyebrows get tinted, shaped, and permed. And wow, is my confidence ever boosted. Not only that, but my morning routine got so much easier. It's one of my favorite services because it allows your everyday to be a little bit more low maintenance. You just give them a brush through and maybe a little setting and gel and you're good to go.
We are also two girls that like to be confident and comfortable, like I'm sure most of you do, with whoever is doing your services. And Miranda gives us just that, making us feel comfortable and confident in what the outcome is going to be.
So for our 20-something girl listeners, MB Artistry is offering 10% off when booking any service until May 1st of 2024. Add the code TSG10 to your booking form in the notes. You can head to @MBArtistry on Instagram for the booking link. Do you like almond milk or oat milk?
I personally like almond milk better than oat milk.
Same.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
And everyone always says oat.
Everybody is obsessed with oat milk. Nope. And I am not.
No, I still buy almond milk for my coffees. Like that is, I am an almond milk girl.
Yeah.
I love it. Like almond milk is, I can't have dairy, but I haven't had dairy, like dairy milk in years. Like so long. But I feel like I wouldn't like it. Like almond milk actually has flavor to me.
Yeah.
And I realize maybe not to a lot of people, but.
You get used to it.
You do. I don't know. I did the same thing. I love cheese, don't get me wrong, but I actually love the vegan cheese that you get, the BioLife, more. Yeah,
really?
And people are like, what? And I'm like, no, it's good.
Yeah. You know, I will say, when I was a vegan, I convinced myself that the vegan cheese was cheese. Like, it was the same.
Okay.
And then I started eating cheese again and I was like, okay, it is not the same thing.
I know.
It's not the same thing, but it can also be still good. Like they're just different.
They are different.
So if you prefer the taste, then it's like, why wouldn't you eat it?
I do. And then, but every time I go to buy it, I'm like, why am I doing this? Because it's like $7 freaking.
Oh, the prices. Going into the grocery store, I swear, I blink and I spend $75.
Same. On like four items.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah, I don't know how people, it's so expensive. Groceries are insane right now.
They're getting crazy and I just don't feel like it's going to stop.
Me either. I'm like, No wonder people ate Itchy Pan and mac and cheese.
I know.
But even those have gone up. They used to be like 99 cents.
Yeah, now they're like probably $1.50.
Yeah. $2. And I'm like, I'm sorry, what?
Yeah.
Itchy Pan?
I love Itchy Pan. That's like a secret like pleasure of mine.
Really?
Is the Itchy Pan noodles. Yeah.
Which one do you?
Just like the original or okay. if they have like a veggie.
Yes, yes.
And then you put like broccoli in it, tofu, add mushrooms, like spinach. Ooh. Just fill the pot full of like veggies.
Oh my God, I'm drooling.
It's so good.
I might have to make that today. That sounds so good. Oh my gosh.
I love putting like a handful or a couple handfuls of like spinach, frozen broccoli, just throw it in there, peas. So good.
Okay.
Honestly, yum. Anything that just needs to get rid of.
Yeah.
Just put clear it in the noodle the soup. Yeah.
No, I'm okay. All this food talk. I'm like starving. Also, I want to make Itchy Pan soup for dinner. I want to make a poke bowl. I want to make it all. I'm like so obsessed. Yeah. No, I'm definitely with this diet learning again, like food and what I like. And I will always take new recipes. So if you have any, please send them my way.
I wish I had so many recipes. I am a meal repeater and I just like do the basic things.
Same.
How is everything going with your trainer?
Honestly, so good still. Mm. Like definitely, like I had my first check-in, I guess, this week and I was like terrified because I don't know. Again, imposter syndrome. I'm like, I feel like I'm not doing everything that I need to be doing. But I also feel like I'm giving it my all and I've noticed a big difference. Like again, this weekend, I maybe like cheated a little more than I should have, but I had fun. And
it's all in moderation.
Yeah, it is. And I am glad that I'm not like telling myself to just like stick to these parameters and giving myself flexibility. But I felt it. Like I was like, I feel worse than I did because I think I've been so consistent.
Yeah. So it really like hits you.
Yeah. And harder. Like I am eating more food than I was ever before, which is good. So then on days when I'm like busy and running around and not eating, then I'm like, oh my God, I'm starving because my body's used to having like protein, carb, fat at every meal and making sure that I hit those. So yeah, it's been really good. I'm like so sore again from the gym this week. Oh my gosh. But yeah, it's been a really good learning experience. Honestly, they say like the 2 to 4 weeks is again just like getting used to it and getting in the swing of things. And so hopefully like weeks 5 to 8 is when I start to see like a little bit more. But I've seen it. Like someone told me, they were like, you're looking great. And I was like, oh my gosh, I'm on like week 2. This is crazy.
Yeah.
But it does feel good. So
it just feels good.
I feel really good about it and I'm excited to like keep going. And again, just like paying attention to what I'm eating, even when I'm out and like trying, like I said, like of course all in moderation, like I'm doing my best, but just like when I'm out, like tracking it and seeing what's in it, you know, and paying attention. It's just, yeah, it's been great.
Yeah. Just being really mindful of what you're doing. Yeah.
But I ask myself now every time, I'm like, am I going to look back when I'm like 80 to 90 and be like, wow, I didn't go have a drink with this person, or I didn't have a beer at the hockey game because of this diet, or like, I want to do it because I want to do it, you know? So I'm just trying to find that balance right now. But honestly, very good. I love it.
Yeah, I feel like the key to anything is moderation, because as soon as you were to restrict yourself, if you like wanted to have a beer and you just like didn't every single time, it would be harder, or like have a piece of pizza or like do something like a cheat day. It's like if you restrict yourself, I am a strong believer of like if you restrict yourself, that's not sustainable.
No, agree.
So it's like it's gonna go the other way and just be a spiral of negativity. When if you live a life full of moderation,
agreed,
there comes less
guilt,
less shame, you know what I mean?
I just feel like I'd be like super unhappy, and they're
that's
really
not the point.
No, not the point at all. And they're really good, like they say the 80-20 rule, like 80% you're doing this like paying attention to the food, but you get that 20, and that 20 can come daily, it can come weekly, it can come. So
I like that.
I really like it too, and it's changed my mindset. Like it's like, okay, I really want a Starbucks today. That's my 20 for the day.
Yeah.
Or whatever. And honestly, weekends again, is probably where it's the hardest for me, just because, like, being social, I'm just living yeah. on my 20s, having yeah. fun. And, but that's okay. Because in the week, I'm, like, very consistent and, like, loving it. So, yeah, I feel like it's just about balance. Yeah, finding balance and listening to my body, and also, like, learning to, like, maybe you don't need to be social all the time. Like, mm-hmm. That's also okay. So that's it's a whole journey. But
it's a whole thing.
I love updating you on it and everyone.
I know. I want to hear.
I know. It's been fun.
Just because it's something I've never done, nor am I doing anytime soon.
Yes.
So it's interesting.
It is. Yeah. It's been really cool. I'm, like, excited to, like, keep going. I love a good reset for a week. And so I'm excited for this upcoming week again to just, like,
get back into it.
Yeah. And figure it out. So yeah, it's been great. No complaints here. No complaints here.
That's just so awesome.
Living my best life.
Do you want to hear something crazy that happened to me this week?
Of course. It's not crazy.
I really set it up to be something crazy, but I was out for dinner the other night with my sister and my boyfriend. We were at Brown's. Stunning.
I was going to guess.
So good.
Amazing.
But I saw a lady walking into the restaurant. She was getting sat.
Yeah.
And it was my therapist from a few years ago. I don't know if you, like, heard or if I shared this with you.
Yeah.
But it was the therapist that ghosted me, that I haven't seen nor spoken to in, like, years.
Shut the front door.
I saw her in the wild. I was like, it took me back. I swear I was having, like, a fever dream. I was like, what the heck are you doing here?
Oh my gosh.
I don't know. It just was, like, crazy. It sent me into, like, a slight spiral.
Did you, like,
a hot second.
Acknowledge each other?
There was a moment of eye contact that, like, she looked a lot different, but like, you could tell it was her.
Yeah.
And there was a moment of eye contact and a quick, like, recognizing each other.
Yeah.
And then, like, a quick, like, redirect.
Really?
And, like, just kept going.
Wow.
And I was like, oh my God, that's so crazy.
Oh my gosh, that's crazy.
I just, like, it took me back to, like, a place, and I was like, I was never going to see you again.
Yeah.
I thought you, like, left town.
Yeah. No.
Like, what are you doing here?
You get, like, the hot sweats. You're like, oh my
gosh.
Even
talking about it now, I'm like, oh God.
That's true. That's very traumatic. I'm sorry.
Well, you know, I've shared the story on the podcast before.
Yeah, you have.
But that's just not how things are supposed to go.
No.
And it was handled very unprofessionally.
Yeah.
Unethical, for sure.
Yeah.
And it just reminded me that I need to get back. I need to find a new therapist.
Amazing.
It is one of my goals this year is to get connected and, like, restart that journey because it's so good for me. And I know that.
Yeah.
But it's been so hard.
Yeah.
To, like, even think about opening up to someone again.
Okay. Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, that's very traumatic. What happened?
I really
to
like switched the tone here.
No, that's okay. I hope you find that, honestly.
I know. And, like, I know, Mom, if you're listening to this, I am on it. I am trying.
Yes.
But it is, like, one of those goals that's really hard. And I feel like if anyone is, like, with me on this or, like, thinking about starting therapy or, like, wants to discover something, it's very intimidating, and I'm taken back to that place of, like, starting over, basically.
Yeah, no, that I've never done therapy. Always been on my list, always. So I want to know, like, I want you to find a person who can trust and open up with.
Oh gosh, I will. It's
you will.
One of my goals.
No, you will.
So stay tuned.
Manifesting
for updates. But it's just like, yeah, I have such anxiety in certain situations or areas of my life.
Yeah,
and seeing her, I was like, now I have therapist anxiety.
You're just triggered. You were brought back.
Yeah.
Oh, no. I'm sorry.
It's so fine. And it gave me an opportunity to just, like, okay, I wish you the best. I'm sending you energy.
Yeah.
And everything happens for a reason. That was not about me. It was not personal.
Yeah.
That was a completely, like, I assume it was a her problem.
Yeah. No
so
kidding.
All you can do is, like, wish people the best.
Yeah,
and
you do.
And you see them in public and it's like, ooh, you're like, jump scare.
Yeah, jump scare. But listen, you kind of, like, hope she was feeling the same way. Like, just like seeing you, like, I don't know if you come across, like, with your chest,
I was
hold
probably
your chest,
like,
high. Yeah, you're like,
bug-eyed.
Okay, well, Wow, that's anyways, that is crazy.
So speaking of health journey, mental health is also
important.
Important.
It is. Okay, and, well, yeah. I have a crazy story for you. Mm. A fun story.
Okay, but, switch up the tone.
Well, this also, yeah, this episode is just going a little all over the place, but I only bring it up because we were talking about it last night, me and my best friend and another one of our friends. But it's about, like, remember that book that was my favorite, like, Signs?
Yes.
Okay, so, again, not to get, like, all deep, but for those who don't know, I lost my best friend last year. And she, we've had, like, a few instances. Like, she loved sunflowers, so we always thought sunflowers were the sign, maybe. But this book, what I've learned is, like, it's always something that you don't expect. Like a deer or Cheetos or I don't know, like something crazy that like you just wouldn't expect. So we were talking about it yesterday and we got quite into it and we were sharing it with like a few people. But my best friend had just gone to Hawaii and they were out shopping. And so she had like a dream. She wanted to swim with a sea turtle like so bad and no one got to. Her parents had just gotten back from Hawaii and they didn't get to, but she got to. And so she got to swim with a sea turtle and then they went jewelry shopping and her mother-in-law was like, pick out a piece, like I want to buy you a piece for your birthday. And she saw this sea turtle necklace and she was like, I really want that. And the lady at the till was like, oh, like sea turtles on this island are like signs from your loved ones, like it's just, they're like your guardian angels, that's what like the definition of sea turtles are to them. And she was like, oh my gosh. And she instantly like got chills. So she came home from Hawaii and we were having a bachelor night, like me and my other two girlfriends, and she was telling us the story and I was like, okay, well, like so when my best friend passed, I was in Los Angeles Disneyland when she had passed, so we went to this beach and it was actually a beach that me and her talked about going to, which was like also crazy. So I just felt like super connected to her then. But I walked into just like a little gift shop and I bought a sea turtle necklace. No that idea why.
So crazy.
So crazy. And so then I was sharing it with her. And so then we're like freaking out. And then our other friend was like, okay, so I was at the gym and I was like, oh, I don't want to do the stair climber. I don't want to do the stair climber. And she was like, okay, no, I should like go do the stair climber. And she climbed onto the stair climber and there was like a sea turtle little pendant on the stair climber.
You're kidding. No. Okay, I was not expecting that.
So all three of us have seen sea turtles. And so last night, one of the people we were talking to was like her boyfriend, like really close to us. And we were just like reminiscing and telling him about the stories. And he said that she always said her grandpa who had passed like a few years earlier was like a sea turtle. Like he was like always, she called him a sea turtle. And then, yeah, her boyfriend was like, well, like, you know, if Abigail was any animal, it would be a sea turtle. So he had known this, but we never did. So we were like,
what?
I know. We were like, oh, my gosh. My best friend and I were like literally in tears. We were like, what? Like,
and you guys had no idea?
No idea. She just always said her grandpa.
Oh, that's a sign.
I know.
That the whole, every single factor. Right?
Isn't that crazy?
That is so crazy. I have chills.
I know. I was like, Abigail never said to us like anything about turtles ever. Mm-hmm. But like she told that to her boyfriend and said that about her grandpa. And then all three of us get sea turtles. But like, so they all like, this is over the span. Like she passed away in May last year. I was in Disneyland for May. So I got that then. Didn't think anything of it. I just like, whatever. But then my other best friend came back from Hawaii, said this, and my other friend saw that at the gym, and we were like, Kate, like, that's crazy.
Like, months apart. And, like, did anybody know that you had bought that necklace?
No.
It's so crazy.
I showed them the picture. I know. I showed them the picture last night. I was sitting on the beach with that. Yeah. So it was, like, so cool because, again, I said this book changed my life. And, again, for anyone who, like, I think needs it or wants, it just, like, opens your mind to this idea about signs. And I think even people who don't believe in signs, if you're telling me not to receive a sign from someone on the other side of my loved ones, like I'm like, why? Like,
yeah,
that's just like such a nice feeling. So yeah, now we're like and that's exactly what the book said, is like sea turtles now, like we could see them everywhere, and that's what she's sending to us.
Yeah, which is just 100%. I believe in all of that stuff. And same. I think, you know, it doesn't hurt to channel that energy.
That's it. Yep.
Like, if you believe in it and if you are willing to accept and be open to different signs, yep, and different communication with those who have passed,
yep,
what does that hurt?
Yeah, I know.
If you receive nothing, okay. But if you receive multiple little things that you believe, mm-hmm, are coming from that person, mm-hmm, that is
100% good. Yes. If, yeah, I walk down the street and see a sunflower, like, I will choose to believe that she sent that to me.
Yeah.
Or, like, it reminds me of her. And, like, that just, like, makes me feel better. And so I'm not going to ignore those. Like, I'll take anything as a sign. Yeah. We like, talked about it in depth last night. Like, he opened up to us and just told us about all the times he's felt her, like, flickering lights and, like, stuff like that. And we had brought it up, and, like, her favorite wine was a rosé wine, and it was this Gallo wine. I had an instance with that where I was like, and I literally would talk out loud to her, and I'd be like, okay, I will have the rosé, because she just, I like choose to believe. Yeah, yeah. Yeah. So it was a very wholesome conversation last night, and it was just like so cool to have that all be connected.
That is insane.
Yeah, it was pretty crazy.
That is so special. Thank you for sharing.
Yes, thank you. I've never really talked about it on here. But
it is, and it's like, I know that, like, our loved ones, mm-hmm, are with us all the time, and how they choose to show up for us is so different.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just part of it.
It is.
Like, they are here.
They are, and, mm-hmm, it's so cool to me. Like, I don't know. It's just like, I think when your loved ones pop into your head, or you see something that reminds you of them, to just like sit in that moment, like, and grief is a crazy thing, obviously it's like a roller coaster, but the few instances I've had, like, I'll hear a song or I'll hear a memory, and I just like smile to myself, and like I talk out loud to her, and I'm like, it's just so cool. I don't know. Yeah. I just feel very connected.
Yeah, it's finding that way to connect with someone, mm-hmm, now differently.
Yeah, totally. So yeah, that was my crazy story.
That is crazy.
It was so fun. So I will, if we see sea turtles anywhere,
that's
else
a sign.
In Alberta, that's what,
yeah,
that's also what he said. He was like, we live in Alberta, like,
yeah, and how all of these signs have come to you guys.
Yeah, but Abigail was a beach bum, like, live in the ocean, like, she would be a sea turtle. So it's just crazy, but like, never talked about it with her ever. So yeah, so fun.
That is so wild.
Yeah, very
life
special.
Is so wild.
Life is so wild. Yeah, life is crazy. But yeah, so okay, I want to know this with you. End of March, what are you looking for in April, this new month?
Oh my gosh, April I think is going to be really busy.
Okay.
I think April is going to be a very social month.
Okay.
You know, I think it'll just be, as we transition to spring,
yeah,
bringing on that new energy. I am an energy, like, girl, yeah, as in, like, a new month, new energy.
Same.
New season, new week. Yep. I give any reason to, like, channel new energy, and I, yep, hope that I find that in April.
Yeah.
I mean, we're transitioning, hopefully, with the weather.
Agreed.
To get a little lighter, mm-hmm, to get a little just happier.
Yeah.
And I do see April as a social-filled month.
Okay.
You know?
But, like, honestly, nice that you see that at the beginning of the month and you're prepared for it.
Yes. Yeah. No, I have told you this, like, mm-hmm, so many times. If it's not my calendar, I will not remember it. If, yep, it's not on my phone,
yep,
I'm not showing up.
Yep.
So I was reviewing my April and I was like, wow, we are full.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, and what the heck?
Do you feel like overwhelmed or excited for
no,
it?
No, I'm excited for it. Okay. I feel like as we're ending March, I am feeling just, like, March went by so fast.
Totally.
And it was so jam-packed with so many different emotions.
Yeah.
I was like, okay, we're going to close that, yeah, and we're going to reset, and we're going to just, like, go into it with good summer, spring vibes.
Yeah, yeah.
Accept all of the opportunities, accept all of the time with your friends.
Wow.
Because
I agree.
You have to embrace it rather than,
no,
get stressed about it, because once again, you're in control of your life.
Yep. We talked about this. Yeah. Like, I had a moment where I was like, do I want, yeah, like, I want to say no and do nothing, but I'm like, I'm going to look back. Like, I want to do these things with, yeah, my friends and, like, say yes.
You, exactly.
So I'm here for it.
I'm here for it. Before I ask you what you're looking forward to in April, how would you describe your March in one word?
One word?
One word. I don't know. I was thinking about this as we're like last day of March today.
Okay.
Yeah, one word.
Okay. I feel like, okay, the first word that pops into my head is transitional.
Ooh.
Right?
Okay, love that.
Yeah. I feel like I'm in transition right now. Like March was just like I made a lot of progress, like made some exciting decisions in my health and fitness journey. I went on some good dates. Like I feel like I'm just like transitioning into like really happy Morgan, like just finding that balance. And so maybe transitional.
That makes sense.
What about you?
I was thinking about it this morning.
I'm so excited.
And the first word that came to my mind to describe March is emotional.
Okay, but
which I feel like is also can be like hand in hand with transitional or just whatever. And it's not a negative thing. Just feel like March was really emotional. There was so much good that happened, but also there was a few things that happened that I was like, whoa, this is too much and I'm stressed now.
Yeah, I was going to say you used the word roller coaster like a lot in this month. Like I feel like
I was on a roller coaster.
I feel like our weekly recaps were a lot of ups and downs for you.
And I feel like emotional, like there was my parents had a really big anniversary this month that we got to celebrate.
Love it.
I had an anniversary this month that was so fun. My dad's birthday, like so many good things. Easter. All of these things. And then there was just some things I was like,
lows.
Okay. You guys. This is exactly the opposite of what I was feeling yesterday. So it was just an emotional roller coaster.
Okay.
So I'm going into April with instead of being on the emotional roller coaster, we're just going to open ourselves up to energy.
Like live in the moment.
Yeah, and it'll be what it'll be.
Okay, I love that.
What are you looking forward to in April?
That's great. I think I want to like really find the balance like between social life, health life. Like I really want to find it in a way that doesn't, I feel like I put a lot of pressure on myself and go into a lot of anxiety when I'm, you know, am being social. I have a social weekend. So I feel like now, like you said, like you look at your month ahead of time and you're like, oh, it is going to be a social month, but you know that. So I feel like I need to know that and accept that and not make myself feel bad for wanting that, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Like, I just feel like I stress myself out if I'm not in a routine. So I just want to find like a really good balance. Like I am back in the gym in the mornings, but you know, I'm still an exhausted girly and I don't make it in the morning. So I just want to like find that, get in my groove.
Yeah.
So hopefully.
I understand that. I feel like one thing that has helped me kind of find a balance, especially when I know I have anxiety and I know I have anxious feelings when it comes to specific situations in my life.
Yeah.
And one part about that is not feeling like you're completely in control.
Yes.
That's where it all stems from.
I need to adopt that.
Yeah. And I don't want to give her credit because she ghosted me, but this therapist, really, that's something I worked on. And I jokingly say that because she really did help me.
Yes.
And whatever.
Yes.
But she really like helped me realize that control, when I'm out of control, if I'm out of routine, if I'm feeling like pulled one way, it's like that's where my anxiety just like bubbles. Where if you set yourself up with like schedules and like try your best to go with the flow, you know, if you plan for a night out on Saturday and you're like Friday night, you're like, I'm feeling so off, I can't push it.
Yeah.
It's like don't listen to yourself. And that's where finding the balance comes in.
I know. I love that. That was like such a good wow, this episode's getting me excited. I'm like, yes, I'm going to let go of the control.
Yeah.
I just feel the need, like, oh, I just stress out. And I'm like, Morgan, give yourself grace.
I feel that. Like, I want to control every single thing in my life.
Unnecessary is what it is.
Yes.
Like, I stress about things before they even happen. And people will look at me and they're like, why are you stressed? Why?
And you can't explain it sometimes.
No.
And it's hard because then it feels like nobody really understands why you're stressed.
Yeah.
But it's like sometimes, especially when I I always relate it to anxiety because when I'm trying to play out a situation or predict mm-hmm. how something's going to happen, mm-hmm. you don't know.
No.
And it just causes you to think of all of the negative outcomes that might happen.
100%.
Where it's like, we literally have no idea what's going to happen tomorrow.
No, we don't. I don't even know what's going to happen tonight.
Exactly.
Am I going to get my butt to the gym today? I don't know.
Maybe.
Maybe. Is my voice going to go away? I don't Maybe. Know. Maybe. Yeah, I agree. I think that's a really good way to look at it. And honestly, such a nice reminder as we enter this new month. Like, again, I thrive off a fresh start. Like,
yes.
New month. I feel so good. The warmer weather, like, it just feels like everything's getting a little bit better.
A little bit brighter.
A little bit brighter.
Life and is getting brighter.
Yeah. March was very transitional. So this is the month I find balance and enjoy it. Enjoy yeah. life.
It's going to be good.
It's going to be so good.
I'm excited for April. I have some exciting stuff coming up and just planning for everything. And I'm so excited.
Yay, same. I'm excited to share it with all our people.
I know. I feel like we're going to just pop off with some podcast stuff too.
We are.
It's going to be so good.
Yeah, it's going to keep going. It's good. It's good month.
Yeah.
We're ready for it.
I am ready for it. And like I said, I will repeat it every single day. I'm just excited for the sun to come out.
Yep.
And for the snow to go away.
Yep. Me too, girl. Me too.
That's how I'm feeling.
That's how I'm feeling. Okay, yay. Well, that was such a little chit-chatty.
Yeah, we decided to switch it up, you guys. We just wanted to chit-chat.
Yeah, we
with
did.
With you, with each other. And I feel like we really took it all sorts of different directions today.
We really did. But our recaps are always just so chit-chatty. We just wanted to go into it a little more.
Yeah. I feel like we, instead of having a full hour catch-up before we recorded, we just decided to record.
Also true.
And just like you guys got the...
Yeah.
The chit chat.
Yeah, you guys listen to us. We try and not chat before, but we always do.
Oh yeah, we always do.
We always do. We try. But this episode did go in a lot of different directions. So if you're here, thank you for listening. Yes. Thanks for sticking with us for 12 episodes of season 3.
That also, I know we probably said it at the beginning, but that means we're 12 weeks into the year.
What the heck?
I just feel like we just started.
Same. Yep.
But March, I swear, that roller coaster of a month we just did.
The transitional month.
Just went crazy.
It did. Yeah, no. We're excited. We're excited to keep going. And April's here.
April's here.
Yeah.
We're welcoming it.
Welcoming it with open arms.
Open arms. Give us the good energy.
Give it to us. Amazing.
Okay, well, I guess that's probably a good place to wrap it up.
Yep.
And we will talk to you guys next week.
Yeah, we'll talk to you next week. Thank you for listening.
Thank you for listening. Bye, guys.
Bye.